Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've got a lot to still get to in terms of this matchup, and we've now got Joe Marino on the Wester Hotline to talk more defense with us. Joe, good to have you, brother. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Nate. Thanks for having me on, man.
Of course. My pleasure. So I had Ryan Talbot on last half hour. We talked almost exclusively about the Bills' offense, and I don't want to not ask you about Josh Allen because I haven't had you on for the first 2 weeks of the season, meaning you and I haven't had a real chance to discuss or hash out Josh Allen. We'll do that towards the end of the segment here. But where I want to start with you is the defense, because I do think it's an area of growing concern amongst Bills fans. And mostly, Joe, I think it's because there is this equation, this algorithm, and it started with consistent Bills defense plus a third-year step for Josh Allen plus Stephon Diggs equals potential Super Bowl team. And I think the equation now turns into, okay, well, Josh Allen's taken a year three step, but it's more of a leap than a step. So can Josh Allen's elevated play, potentially elite play, overcome some of the shortcomings that we're seeing early from this defense? Because I think what we're seeing early on is not something a lot of Bills fans expected to see through 3 weeks at the start of the season.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Nate. I didn't expect to see the defense come out and play this poorly right off the bat. And I think there's two things that I would say if you're looking to find some optimism and things turning around is, first, defense across the league's been down. And as much as we maybe thought, logic tells us that you know, early in the season, offenses are typically behind defenses. The fact that there's no crowds, and I think, is really swaying things away from that normal tendency that we see early in the year, where, you know, you all know, you've seen Peyton Manning run an offense, and he wants everyone to be quiet and shush, and so he can get his calls out and get the checks taken care of. And really, defenses seem to feed more off of that momentum from the crowd, and I think that's playing into it. The second thing that I would say, and probably more importantly, is that this combination of coaches and players has played really good defense in the past. And so it's not like you're asking this group to do something it hasn't done. They've proven they can play defense at a high level in this league. And it's not coming together right now, whether that's injuries to Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano kind of working themselves back in last week against the Rams, the defensive line not meeting expectations, Taron Johnson in the slot. You know, the Bills are running exclusively nickel defense. They haven't had three linebackers on the field for an entire snap this year. That's putting a lot on that slot defender in Taron Johnson, and I don't think he's played to standard. So, you know, I think you look at those two things and realize that they have the right ingredients in place. It's just not there yet, and that's true for a lot of teams.
Joe Marino here on the Wester Hotline. Yeah, and, you know, I think one of the things that comes out after that game last week is the issues in the run game. Darrell Henderson, I mean, gashed the Bills. It almost seems like at will, especially in that second half when that Rams team made that second half run to take the lead after going down 28-3. You know, I keep going back to 2 and 3 years ago, Joe, where I remember that Saints game where it was sort of the Alvin Kamara coming out party, where Kamara and Ingram both run for 220 plus against the Bills defense. And then last year, I'm thinking about that Eagles matchup where both Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders both really have great days. That ends up being the difference in a Bills potential or in a Bills loss in an important October game. So, like, as interesting and maybe as fearful as people are about this Bills run game, We know that, for the most part, this has been an organization, this has been a head coach and defensive coordinator who have been able to pivot when situations like that happen. And for the most time, for most of the time, Joe, we're not talking about pivoting to a different scheme or modifying the scheme. It's rather, it's getting guys in the right positions. And I think through 3 weeks, I think what I'm noticing is the interior defensive line is hurting, mostly because there's not the one area, Joe, that there isn't a lot of continuity on the team right now is on the interior part of the defensive line. No Star Lotulelei. I think they're missing the continuity that he would be bringing and likely the level steady play that would be getting from your one technique. They've got three guys they're integrating back into the defense. Harrison Phillips coming off of injury, Quentin Jefferson, who's new to the system, Vernon Butler, who's new to the system. So, like, it's not like these guys have been playing in the system. I mean, Vernon Butler's got experience in the system, but I guess what I'm saying is this is an inside part of the defense that's still likely working out the kinks.
Yeah, I think there's some merit to what you're saying there. I don't think gelling as a defensive line is anything like, you know, receivers and quarterbacks or offensive linemen. I think that it's a little bit more ready-made, if you will. There is some acclimation, so I don't want to discredit that at all. But I think where the disappointment comes, Nate, is that this is a $51 million defensive line. It's the most expensive defensive line in football, and they chose to let Jordan Phillips and Shaq Lawson walk. And they, you know, seemingly rather have guys like Mario Addison and Quentin Jefferson and Vernon Butler and obviously A.J. Epenesa in the second round to go with what already existed. And obviously, you know, I don't think they were planning on Star Lotulelei not being around, but there's still, I mean, even with Lotulelei contracts off the books, this is over 20% of the team's salary cap commitments. And I can understand why there would be disappointment for the way things are going so far. And, you know, just with those expectations, and I don't think they've been met so far, but a lot of season left. They're good football players. It's a, you know, Eric Washington's his first year as a defensive line coach for this team, but we kind of thought that would be more of a plug and an upgrade over Coach Teerlink and obviously, you know, Washington, the former defensive coordinator for the Panthers, and familiarity with Sean McDermott. So, you know, it's not, you're exactly right. It's the one piece of this team where there wasn't continuity, but as much as you say that, you feel like it's the one place where they chose not to have
sure.
It, and they feel like they probably made upgrades in their mind.
Yeah, and obviously, too, Joe, another storyline I'll be definitely paying attention to this week is the infusion of Josh Norman into this Bills defense. You and I spoke about him almost ad nauseum this summer. You and I weren't the only ones talking about where he would ultimately fit. Would we see him sort of elevate his play from the previous 2 or 3 years we've seen in Washington? Do you get the sense that Levi Wallace has played well enough to still be the guy that starts this game, that gets a majority of the snaps with some supplemental snaps from Josh Norman? Or do you get the sense that maybe Josh Norman is a guy that they're going to ease along, wait until he's 100% healthy to get in this lineup? Or do you think maybe they just go with Josh Norman back in the starting lineup for this week?
I think the good news is, regardless of those options, you know the floor is Levi Wallace. And I think this was actually kind of a really good 3-game sample size to get the full Levi Wallace experience, if you will, where he seemed to be fine in week one against the Jets. Miami, big boys him, and you see all the things that frustrate you about Levi Wallace in terms of some of his size and athletic limitations, and then, you know, he bounces back with an interception and plays mostly well against the Rams. And you know that's what you're getting from Levi Wallace. And so what you hope Josh Norman can provide is either an upgrade or a better depth option behind a Wallace. So it doesn't seem to be anything where, you know, I don't think he's not able to help the defense. I just don't think he'll be able to hurt the defense. And I just because you do have that floor in Levi Wallace, my expectations for Josh Norman are pretty low based on the way he played in Washington, and that he's an aging player that has a declining athletic profile, and he never had a good athletic profile to begin with. So I have my doubts from that perspective, but knowing what the floor is in Levi Wallace, no matter what the plan is, you know, it makes you feel good about where this pass defense can continue to be.
All right, Joe, before I let you go, it's my duty to ask you about Josh Allen. Like I said, we haven't really had an opportunity to discuss what has been a truly remarkable leap. This isn't a year 3 jump.
Yeah.
It's not a year 3 step. it so far has been a year three leap. Now, my question to you, I'm not going to ask you to predict whether or not this is something that's sustainable through a 17-game schedule or a 16-game schedule, 17-week schedule. But I think at the end of the day, what I am going to ask you, Joe, is has he shown you enough that how he's beating defenses, and the thing I'll keep saying and I'll hammer home, and I know you'll agree with me on this, is that what I'm most impressed with, Joe, is he's done it against three different teams with three very different defensive philosophies. You know, you have that blitzing Jets defense that runs a lot of cover two, a lot of Tampa two. Then you've got that week two matchup that they're running almost exclusively man and cover one across the board. And then last week, a lot of quarters coverage. He's doing it against a lot of different looks defensively, and nothing that defenses are throwing his way are able to confuse Josh Allen. To me, that is the sustainable part of this. It may not be the 400-yard games. It may not be some of the things we're seeing from week in and week out, but what I do think is sustainable is if he's able to understand how to conflict defenses and do so with Brian Daboll from a game plan perspective, I do think that's something that he can carry in week in and week out and be the guy that we're seeing for the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I love that point, Nate. I mean, you hit it on the head there. Just three completely stylistically different defenses, and Josh Allen had the answers and knew where the answers were against all of them, and I think that was a bit of the frustration last year. It's, you know, how could he find the answers based on the way the defense is playing? And we've seen him answer that question significantly. I guess I'll take the opportunity to say this about Josh Allen. It didn't happen overnight, and I think that's where I've been a little bit disappointed in some of this this feedback and, okay, why is this happening? This has been a gradual thing. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
His starting point, Nate, we know this was pretty low coming out of Wyoming. There's a reason so many people doubted him. He had very real issues and concerns to work on. And, you know, as much as we want to credit Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and Ken Dorsey and Stephon Diggs and continuity, Josh Allen deserves the credit for his growth. That man has worked extremely hard to overcome some issues that most guys, quite frankly, don't. And it's a testament to how he's worked and prepared and gotten better and improved. Certainly all the things that I mentioned there helps. But let's give Josh Allen the most credit for Josh Allen's improvement, because what we've seen from three games so far this year has been what I think is a gradual progression that he's made since he walked into the NFL. Think about the player you watched at Wyoming. Think about that player you watched the first half of his rookie season, late in his rookie season, early in year two, late in year two, and now here. I mean, it's been this gradual climb, and it's all uphill. Eventually there's a ceiling, right? Eventually the plateau happens. But I'd want to make sure that we give most of the credit for Josh Allen's improvement to Josh Allen, because he's worked really hard to overcome some stuff that other guys typically can't.
Yeah, man, totally agree with that. And that's the one immeasurable thing that go find a data point or an analytic data point that will show you a person's ability to learn. And it's hard to put a number or data point on his level of care. And it's very obvious from the very beginning, he's cared about being the best quarterback that he can possibly be. He's got that chip on his shoulder, and you just can't measure that. And I think that's the one thing that when you're looking at these algorithms and you're looking at analytics, it's hard to measure what Josh Allen has done, because a lot of what he's done has been immeasurable traits. And I think that's a great point, Joe. All right, man, I appreciate you, brother. I'll let you go. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game this weekend. We'll be talking soon again, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Nate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.